Use number 2614, FFP Delaware Vines Creek LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2614 for FFP Vines Creek LLC for a solar energy facility in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of the conditional use because it has public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located on approximately 10.5 acres of a larger 25-acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony in this solar array that will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on parcel land that is bordered by agriculture land, including poultry houses as well as wooded tracts. Five, the land is designated as being within coastal area according to Sussex County future land use map. The coastal area is considered a growth area, and this is an appropriate location for a solar array with a minimal need for infrastructure and other government-related services. Six, this application generally complies with the ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in a noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways, and DLDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of solar panels. Eight, the proposed use of a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and the businesses of Sussex County. Nine, there's no evidence in the record in opposition to this application. 10, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for in-ground mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall be interwoven screening. The fence location and type screening shall be shown in the final site plan. In addition, the existing vegetation outside the solar array area shall be preserved to comply with the buffer requirements of Section 115-1721.1. The Sussex County Zoning Code, this area of non-disturbance shall be included on the final site plan and clearly marked on its site itself. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screening so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square foot shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, all transformers, similar equipment, or structures shall be centrally located within the solar array, and they shall be shown on the final site plan. In addition, the sound barrier shall be installed along the northern side of this equipment to reduce noise that may travel to nearby neighboring properties. G, stormwater management and erosion sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm and its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. I, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Can I make one a suggested amendment to that? And I realize it's just a carryover from a prior motion. On condition F, if we could delete the sentence that says, in addition, a sound barrier shall be installed along the northern side of the equipment to reduce the noise that may travel to nearby neighboring properties. That doesn't apply on this one. So if we could just delete that from there.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's your motion That's your motion as revised?
Yes.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2614. FFP DE Vines Creek LLC. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And let the record show that Mr. Pettyjohn cannot vote on this one as well. And the chair reluctantly again votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.